Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 64 of The Brunch and Judge. Do 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 do. I have no idea what happens at 64. So you can't retire yet. I think you have to be 65. Sorry.
And 66 and a half, you get, what is it?
Is that Social Security?
Yes, that's the word. Those are the words. Social Security.
Oh, well, we won't get that. Let's be real. Those boomers are going to take all our monies.
That's right.
I'm over it. Whatever. I don't care.
That's right.
I have a lot of generic boomer hate. But it's like very general because most of the boomers that I personally know are really good, open-minded people who don't suck. But I actually understand that they're the exception to the rule. So I'm like, okay.
Right. Like my
So.
parents. I'm
Yes.
glad that my parents are the exception to that rule.
Yes.
And your parents. Your parents
I
are
am
too.
very grateful that my parents are because I have become very, like bridge burning lately. It's just been kind of like my favorite thing. I don't, it's one of those things that it's really healthy to be okay with burning bridges because sometimes
Gotcha.
you need to. But like, I get a sick pleasure out of burning bridges, and I think it's probably not super great, but here we are anyway.
And yet, here we
What
are.
are you gonna do? So, well, there's that. Anyway, oh, hey, we're your hosts. I'm April.
And I'm Claire.
And this week we are going to bring you some very, I'm not sure what you ended up going with, but some fun stories on movies.
Yes, movies.
I will tell you that mine took an entertaining turn, so I'm here for it.
Okay, cool.
But before that, Claire, what are you judging this week?
Well, I came across this TikTok. And I sent it to my cousin because it infuriated me. It was this person that I follow, and she was commenting, had this little green screen thing, but in the background, it was this YouTube video of Candace Owens. Gross. Gross. Yes. Of her saying that basically she doesn't think that women should have voting rights.
Oh my God.
Because women are too emotional to vote.
I'm sorry. So one of my biggest pet peeves
That
is
was the
that
gist of that. And I was just like, what?
If we're gonna go with who's more emotional, like, okay, maybe women as a rule tend to be more sensitive. You know,
Right.
I probably am more apt to cry before Spencer, but like men tend to do things out of anger and aggression. So I think I'd prefer people voting in a sensitive manner as opposed to an angry, aggressive one. So shut the fuck up. My
But
God.
also what concerned me were the amount of women that agreed with her in the comments.
Guys.
And also the ones who were like, yes, I think that women who are married should just have to vote what their husbands vote.
Ew.
Right. But then I'm like, but what about the women who aren't married? Are they just not supposed to vote? And I'm just
No,
like,
nope.
this is a
We're
whole
gonna go back to
can
the
of
whole
worms.
we can't have property and we can't have our own bank
Oh
account. Like, fuck
no.
you.
I'm just like, y'all, we have only had voting rights for like 100 years.
Yeah, it's not really that long.
No, it's not. And
But it
I'm just like,
shows. It shows.
stop
Yeah.
it.
I really hope
Stop.
for every single woman who made the comments that any of those comments, and specifically for Candace and her stupid fucking ways, I hope all the ghosts of the original suffragettes are haunting the shit out of them every goddamn
Oh,
night.
100%.
Like,
100%.
shaking them super hard and being like, you fucking asshole moron! Do you understand what we did for you?
Right.
What the hell? Like,
Like you're just treading all over everything we did.
I'm like, if you feel like you shouldn't have the right to vote and that only your husband should, then don't fucking vote. I don't want your vote around anyway, probably.
Right.
Yeesh.
I know. It's like, if you think women, like, why are you voting if
Yeah.
you think women, then just
Yeah.
don't. Don't.
Then just don't do it.
Please go away.
Oh my
Stop.
God. I bet
That was
I
just like,
bet
ugh.
10 billion percent that it is because so many states that are doing that are trying to push abortion bans and things are actually getting voted down. States that you wouldn't expect to get voted
Right.
down. And I think
Right,
that everyone
probably.
is like, oh God, the women are coming out. We got to take away their rights to vote now so that we can force them to
Probably.
have babies. I bet that's what it is. Idiots.
Probably. Yes.
God.
And that just infuriated me.
As it should.
I was
Ugh.
just like, are you kidding me right now?
You know,
This is disgusting.
I've never bitch slapped anybody in my life. The opportunity just hasn't presented itself. What can I say?
Right. Me either.
I feel like this would be a time when I might bitch slap somebody and be like, the fuck is
Right. Yes.
wrong with you?
It was, yeah,
Just
not
take
good.
my like women's history book and like beat her over the head with it, you know.
Oh, it was so
God damn.
gross. It was just,
That is gross and disgusting. How do
that's
these
my own.
people? What frustrates me is that we're millennials. We created cancel culture, if you believe the boomers.
Right.
And yet we haven't been able to cancel these idiots. I'm like,
I know. I know. And I mean, she is like the Republicans' favorite person
Well, and I'm like,
to
if you don't
throw
think.
in the Democrats' face as far as like, oh, she's an African American who's a Republican. She believe, you know, I mean,
Well, and I'm
she's
over
like
here is
the
like,
token
if she believes
that.
these things, then she shouldn't be in office. She shouldn't be speaking. If she believes that she shouldn't have a voice, then why the fuck is she using her voice?
Right. I just,
Like,
yeah.
you can't do that. You can't be like, no, women shouldn't have the right to vote. What the fuck are you even doing there, lady? Leave.
I know. It's just,
Ugh.
I hate it. Thanks. I hate it. Go away. Like, it's just,
And thank
bleh.
you. I hate that.
It's awful. Awful, awful, awful. Anyway, so that's my judge, as I was judging that and the people who made the comments.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
Because that also was just like the amount of people who were, the amount of women who were agreeing with her. It was,
It's
ugh.
nauseating. Like, I mean, it makes me
It
sick to
really
my stomach
was.
that
It
we
really
have
was.
done such a piss poor job. And honestly, the boomers, again, not our parents. And there are many, many great boomers out there, so don't hear that. But
Not all of them. Yeah, not all of them.
obviously there are many boomers out there who failed their female children and did
Right.
not instill in them the belief that they have value and voice and opinions that are allowed to be heard. That's devastating.
I know. It really is. It's just bleh.
Blech. Well, now
Anyway.
that I've thrown up in my mouth like 5 times.
Right. That's my judge.
An
So
excellent judge. Oy, boy.
terrible. So, what are you judging?
I don't think I told you guys this story. When I was flying back from my trip to Kentucky, I was on a plane from Atlanta to Portland. And
Oh, Atlanta.
I get on the plane and no one is sitting next to me. I had the window seat. No one's sitting next to me. I'm flipping through the movies and I'm like, oh, the newer, it's like a year old, but the newer Downton Abbey movie is on the Delta flight.
Okay.
And I'm like, I haven't watched it yet. I'm gonna give myself one more final vacation present and I'm gonna watch this movie while I'm flying.
Okay.
So like I'm getting it started or whatever, going through and getting it
How long
ready.
of a flight is that?
4.5 hours. It's not bad.
Okay, gotcha.
And so I'm sitting there, it's kind of flipping through or whatever, getting ready. And the people behind me, I hear a woman is talking to the woman directly behind me, is talking to this person in the middle seat, asking questions, you know, oh, are you from Portland? Blah, blah, blah. And we discover that she is actually a young woman who has been on her Mormon missionary time in Milwaukee. And is flying back. She's finishing it. So she's going back home to Portland.
Oh.
And like it's a very like they didn't talk about anything. There was no
Yeah.
religiosity. Like she just was answering the question. And so like the woman was asking about which Costco would be most convenient to where she was staying in Portland because she's not from Portland. So the girl was being very helpful, very, very nice, normal conversation. I'm sitting there going, okay, cool, whatever. So like I put in my earphones because I'm like, I don't want to hear the rest of this conversation. And then more people are boarding. And so the two seats next to me get filled and it's like a little group of people. So it's two next to me, the other aisle seat behind me, the two seats, the aisle and middle seat in front of me, and then across the aisle, like the aisle seats and a couple on like in that little six seat area, six row area, or three row area, sorry, is this little group of people. And they are weird. And I can't quite put
They're
my finger
weird.
on what it is, but like everyone else is settling in and they're putting in earphones, you know, because at this point, like we've taken off, we're going and we're getting up to altitude. Everybody's like settling in and watching stuff or reading a book, and they're like just sitting there. And it's weird. And then, like, diagonal from me, one of the guys, at this point, they started, like, the stewardesses have started doing some service, like, they're starting service. And he keeps like looking at them, like watching them, and like, the fuck are you looking at? And like, I got really bizarrely paranoid. I'm watching Downton Abbey, by the way, safest movie ever. And I get really fucking paranoid. I'm like, none of these people have like devices out. They're like sort of talking to each other, and it's weird. Like, there's some weird communication thing happening between them. And I'm like, are they terrorists? Is this like, am I gonna be on like, what the fuck is happening? And then I take a reality check moment, like, April, are you being racist right now? Like, I'm like, oh God, am I like being racist? And I look at them like, nope, all super, super white people, not being racist. Okay, this is fine. So I'm like, surely that's not what's really happening. But like, I can't quite tell. It's just some weird feeling that I had. Like, I just felt very uncomfortable. They were being very weird. And I would start like really watching and paying attention to them, trying to figure out what the fuck they're doing. Cause they're like on their phones and like showing each other things like quickly and like, the fuck are you doing? And then I figure out, I catch a little bit of conversation, and they're fucking missionaries who had spent a month and a half in Africa and they're on their way home. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, that's why I feel weird. Like, I'm feeling all they're like, they're being super religious. Like, I'm just catching little bits of it, and it's just something that's like tweaking me in a weird way that I still can't explain. But like, they're looking at pictures, and then I start catching snippets of conversation. Like, one of the girls was talking about how Joseph really was showing patience, you know, dealing with Mary when she was pregnant with Jesus, and how that really inspired her. And I'm sitting there going, oh my fucking God, what is happening right now? I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. I'm like turning up my volume. I'm like, please don't look at me. Please don't talk to me. But like, the guy next to me had been watching like a YouTube video for a few moments, and it was some guy speaking Russian. I'm like, the fuck is happening? So like, all of these things are freaking me out before I figured out everything. And so then he pulls out a Bible, and it's like a Russian English translation because he's getting ready to go on another mission trip for Jesus. And I'm going, oh my God.
Okay.
And so like, they were experiencing what's it called? Reverse culture shock, I guess, like coming back
Okay, gotcha.
after being in a country that doesn't have a whole lot of connection or whatever. So they were like experiencing the reverse thing. I'm like, okay. So they're acting, they're weird. They're not watching and doing things like everybody else because they've gotten used to not
Not
doing
having
that.
that there to access to those things. Gotcha.
And so like, okay. But also please don't talk to me.
You're like,
I'm freaking out.
I
It's
don't
like I'm
need
freaking out over
this.
here. And so like, they keep talking. So like, that all that happens, it's like a 10-minute period that I'm like freaking out and then realizing what really is happening. It's not a long drawn out period. But so like, after I finished Downton Abbey, I'm catching a lot more of their very religious conversation and how, I mean, ultimately it was the exact kind of mission trip you expect, where they go and it's like, yes, we'll dig you wells and we'll help you do things, but you have to come to church with us, you know, like you have to come do the
Okay.
churchy crap and you must give your
Yeah.
soul to God to prove that you're worthy of the mission work that we did here, blah blah. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
And so like, they are just talking about all these weird little stories, and I'm getting snippets, and it's making me really uncomfortable. And I start watching Prophet of Zod to make myself feel better.
Oh my gosh. Even Prophet Azad, man.
I most of his videos are they're like I don't want to say arguments because that's not quite they're just pointing out some of the stuff that preachers or very famous religious people say that aren't it's not true, it's not fair, it's not enough.
Right,
It's like,
right.
or how they're always like, well, there has to be a God because how else would we have morals? And they're like,
Right.
we can decide as a group that killing is probably bad.
Is
So,
not right. Yes,
and so
yes,
it's there's a lot of philosophy, like back and forth talk about it that I find pleasing. So, but I was
gotcha.
just like, I'm really, really uncomfortable right now. Everything's weird. So like, and then we land, and they take forever to get off the plane. And so I get off the plane, and they've like the whole there's a whole bunch more of them. They must have been spread out throughout the plane. They've got this little group huddle, like as soon as they get off the gate, and I'm like, oh God, April, run, 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 run. And so like I'm getting through, I'm getting through. I get to like where you pass through the TSA gate where you can't turn back, blah, blah, blah. And there's a whole group of people with signs and flowers, and most of them in long skirts waiting to greet them. And I'm like,
Oh
oh
no.
God, I gotta get out of here. So
Like I need to leave now.
I am judging myself for freaking out on the plane
Oh, okay.
because I'm sitting there going, what is wrong with these people? There's something wrong. I can tell that there's something wrong. They're not acting normal, and it's making all of my spidey senses tingle. So there you are.
And then it's just Jesus.
And then I was like, oh, that's fine. Keep it to yourself. And
Missionaries.
I was like, what are the odds that I am surrounded by missionaries, most from this one group, but then on top
That
of
girl
that,
behind
the
you.
girl behind me, who by far was the nicest out of all of them and was not pushing her religion on anybody at all, not talking about it, was just helping this nice woman next to her figure out the best
Where
places to go
Costco
in
was. Yeah.
Portland based on where she was staying. And I'm like, that's very kind of
Right.
you. So I was like, I support that. But these
Right.
other people were like, as the flight went on, they got a little proselytizing. That's why I kept like turning up the volume and
Okay.
like turning away. Like, I don't want to talk to you weirdos.
Right.
Thanks, but no thanks. So there it is. There's my weird judge
Judging yourself.
judging myself and my little I swear. I just everywhere I go, I'm always looking for someone acting strange because I feel like for my entire adult life, it's, is this a terrorist? Is this a shooting, what's about to happen? Like I
Right.
feel like I'm always having to be prepared for that, which sucks.
Right.
So
Oh, absolutely.
good times. So there you
Yay.
go. That's it? That's all I got? Oh well,
That's all you got.
also, at the time of this recording, I have finally officially turned 40.
Yes,
I
she
am
has.
40. And so far, so good. I bought some new things and I ate cheesecake, so can't complain. And
Yay.
it was great because it was like cheesecake, but it also had chocolate cake in the cheesecake. So it's like layer of cheesecake, layer of chocolate
Ooh.
cake, layer of cheesecake. And it also had like Reese's peanut butter
Nice.
cup like in between. And I'm like, yeah, it's really good.
That sounds yummy.
10 of 10
Yes.
would eat again.
Nice. Nice. I dig
Thank
it.
you. Thank you. All right. Well, I guess that means it's time for us to mosey on into our topic for this week. And this week we got our, I think it's our third time. So our third
Yes.
time with movies. I love this category because there's so many different
Movies.
ways to go.
There is.
But Claire, I believe you
Yes.
start us off this week. What topic for movies have you brought us?
I'm gonna be doing the movie Miracle because
Miracle.
I am a sucker for a really good underdog sports story.
No, you
And
are? What? Had no idea.
shut up. Hey, I could have done Hoosiers. Thank you very
And I
much.
would have just sat here and been like, la 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 la.
April was traumatized by that movie. Thanks to my dad.
It's partially yes that, but it's also I think the bigger
Course.
influence is that I super really hate basketball. I just sorry everybody. I'm sorry. Like go whatever team you love. Like I get it. Good for you. But like I just find it so dull. Ugh. If Claire's not playing, I don't care.
Anyway, so my sources are Wikipedia, US Hockey Hall of Fame.com, BleacherReport.com, and I watched a couple of featurettes behind the scenes of the movie that were
Ooh.
on the DVD.
Because Claire, of course, owns this movie. How many times have you watched it, Claire?
I don't know, a
Like, best
bunch.
guess. Like,
Oh,
50?
at least, probably. I mean, the thing came out in 2004, okay? It's been a minute.
Sure. You go ahead. It's fine. You can love all of your sportsy movies. Guess how many times I've watched that movie, Claire? Guess, guess.
Probably zero.
Exactly.
I mean, not as
I've
many
heard
as
it's a
remember the
great movie. I'm sure it
not
is
as
good.
many as remember the Titans.
But
Thank you
that's
very
because that
much.
has an excellent soundtrack on top of everything. God,
Oh, 100%.
love Remember the
100%.
Titans. What a great soundtrack.
I will have to say though, whoever was it, Mark Isham wrote the score for this movie, and I will have to say the score for this movie is excellent
Oh, good.
because he does make it sound, because they are playing the Soviets, he makes it sound very Russian at one point, and it's very like, yes. Anywho, this movie is about the 1980 Olympics hockey team that beat the Soviet Union. And so the 1980 Olympics was like right in the middle of the Cold War, which was kind of a shitty time for the
Everybody.
US. Yeah, well,
For
especially
like
being in the US.
for everyone involved, it was a pretty shitty time. You're
Yeah.
not wrong.
I mean, there was a lot going on. Like, there was like the Iranian hostage crisis. There was like a
Which I
gas sh
almost did the
shortage.
story because since then that was a movie too.
Yes,
I
yes,
almost did that one. Go
yes.
ahead, keep going.
Let's see. There was a gas shortage. 3 Mile Island happened
Oh
like
God, that's
right
right.
before this,
Yeah.
like late 70s. Soviets invaded Afghanistan, where the Communist People's Democratic Party of Afghanistan had seized power, and they were receiving help from the Soviets, while the Islamic Unity of Afghanistan was receiving weapons and training from Pakistan and China. So
We suck. Keep
I
going.
know, it's just like,
We're just like, it's a miracle we haven't blown up the world yet. Keep
I know,
going.
right? So, like, yeah, basically, after World War II, the US hated commies. Commies hated democracy. It was just a shitty time politically for all everybody involved. But during this time of getting ready for the Lake Placid Games, that's where the 1980 Olympics, Winter Olympics were held, Lake Placid. Back then, they had the Olympics in the same year, winter and summer.
Oh, yeah,
So
that's right. They did do that for a while.
the Winter Olympics were in Lake Placid, and then the Summer Olympics were going to be in Moscow that same year, 1980. Right. Right,
Okay,
right.
sure.
Right.
No one
Oh, and
really thought that through, but okay.
also preface this by saying that in 72, the United States basketball team lost to the Soviet Union on a bullshit call. And so the United States got the silver medal that year, which they absolutely refused to accept. And those silver medals are still sitting in a vault somewhere. They refused to accept them. So those
That's not very
basketball
good
players.
sportsmanship either, by the way, USA. Just saying. I mean, like,
But
I
it
get it,
was.
shit call, but also, like, don't.
But it was, yeah, it was a bullshit call, and they lost the game because of that bullshit call. Anyway, so yeah, there's all that like going on too. All this like animosity with the Soviets going on. All of
Got it, got it.
it.
The rivalry is legit here. It's not
It's
just North versus South, guys. I mean, sorry,
no, it's
it's our hometown, North South.
yeah, North Laurel versus South. It's not just North Laurel versus South Laurel. Not at all. It's way bigger than just, yeah, that. So anyway. But so the Olympic Committee picks Herb Brooks to be the coach of the 1980 team. he had been, little backstory on Herb Brooks, he had been the last man cut on the 1960 Olympic team, which actually won the gold medal. So he,
Oh,
yeah, so
he was so close.
I know.
That sucks.
But he did make the 64 and 68 Winter Games, but they did not win anything. Which, incidentally, 1960 was the last time that the US beat the Soviets in hockey.
Okay.
So, in this time span, the US from 60 to 80, the US never beat the Soviets in hockey
I mean,
ever
to
again.
be fair.
Ever again.
To be fair, I mean, like, just saying, most of the Soviet Union has lots of cold, icy places as a general rule.
Yeah.
Hockey is probably super popular. I don't know that hockey is super popular in the United States as a whole. Like, there are certain areas. So, like,
Right, right.
fair that they would probably have more people to choose from as a pool of potential athletes.
That's true.
I mean, all animosities aside.
Yeah. But yeah, so he played in the 64 and 68 Winter Games, and he coached the Minnesota Golden Gophers college team. And he, well, I mean, I don't pick the
It. I
names.
know. I'm honestly, I would be a gopher. That sounds like a great team. I'm here for it.
I don't pick the names.
I love
Okay. And they won the national championship in 79. So he had
it.
just won the national championship
So he's on a
before.
high. Got it. Got it.
Yeah. So when they picked him, he had to choose 20 players to play on this hockey team. Take to the Lake Placid Olympics. And at this point, the US didn't allow professionals to play in the Olympics, but
Right.
seemed like the Soviets did. And they've been playing together for like forever.
Okay.
Because I guess their professionals were different than our professionals. You
Sure,
know what I mean?
right.
I don't think they had like professional leagues over there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, their people played together for decades while ours were like, oh, you have to assemble this team together and put it and let them play for 7 months and then go win a gold medal against these people who've been playing together for 15 years.
Safe, totally doable.
I
No
mean, and
problem.
plus these guys were, you had like 18 to 25-year olds playing against almost grown ass men, like, who are almost 30. That kind of, you
Right.
have teenage boy brain playing against full grown ass men. So,
Right.
but so in the movie, this is where it differs a little bit. It makes it seem like that he just goes in, like they set up this tryout for like a week, and he just goes in and he picks it on the first day. And then the Olympic Committee is like, whoa, 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 we get a say, which I think is total bullshit because you're not the fucking coach, but whatever. Which I'm just like, wait, why would they get a say? You're not the coach. Shut up. I think the coach should be the one to pick the team. That's just me.
I mean, it's fair. I mean, you're the one who has to train them, so
Right.
makes sense.
Yeah. So it makes it sound like he in the movie that he just went in the first day, picked the 20, he picked 26. And then from there, in the 7 months up until the games, you whittle it down to 20.
Right, okay.
And makes it seem like he just disregards, which he probably did disregard them completely. I wouldn't put that past him. But it makes it seem like on the first day he just picked the 26 and that was it. But from what I was finding from my sources is that he spent over a year like assembling the team that he wanted, like choosing the players that he thought would play best together, which was a big thing within the movie too. Not just picking the best players,
Right.
but picking the ones that fit best within his system and would play well together. And that he also had other people like his assistant coach and other coaches, from what I was reading online, their thought process and
Right.
with this too. It wasn't just
Right.
him just like, oh, this. But and that's and obviously that makes for better drama, you know.
Of
Oh, I'm
course. I
just
mean,
going and
yeah.
pick my team on the first damn
It's
day,
movie
and you're
magic.
not gonna have a say.
It's all movie magic.
And that's one thing I was reading was a lot of the, I guess the embellishment was in the relationship stuff. None of it was in like the hockey stuff.
Oh,
Like
well, I mean, that's good.
all of
Was
that
really on
was,
top. Oh, okay.
yeah, and the actual like real Herb Brooks, because Kurt Russell plays Herb Brooks in the movie. And the real Herb Brooks would stop by the set and they let him, you know, in on a lot of the training stuff and that kind of thing. So the real Herb Brooks did have say. He got to see some of the stuff that was going on with the movie sets and stuff like that. So I thought that was pretty cool that they actually let him in on that. So, the part about him not choosing the best players, like he said in the movie, is true. And he does make a comment to when they're choosing him to be the coach that, you know, they talk about how, like, because the Soviet beat the NH like the NHL All Stars the year previously, and they like wiped the floor with them, like there was no contest. And he tells them, he's like, it's not because you didn't have the talent, it's not because you weren't capable. And they're like, what do you mean? And he said it because all-star teams don't work because it's all about the individual player's talent. And he said, you need to take that and put it within a system that works for the betterment of the team. And all-star teams don't do that. It's all about, you know, the players are more concerned about their own stats and not working within the team. It's all about, look what I can do, you know, that kind of stuff. So, but the official tryouts were in Colorado Springs in the summer of 79, like in June. So, but his assistant coach was Craig Patrick, and he played with Brooks on the 67 national team. They played together. And like I said, initially he picked 26 players that were chosen and would eventually be whittled down to 20 before the games. Nine of the players chosen had played for Brooks previously at Minnesota. One of the players had played on the 76 Olympic team, so one of them had already been to the Olympics. Four of the players played for Boston University, which were bitter rivals of Minnesota.
Well, yeah.
So, and that also comes up in the movie, like,
Yeah.
because
Learning
the
to play with your
Boston.
rivals, I can feel that.
And the average age of the team selected was 21. And it
Oh,
was,
they're so young and
I
stupid.
know, the youngest U.S. team in the history of the U.S. Olympic hockey team.
Oh,
Plus, they were the youngest team at the 1980s Olympics. So, and they had from June of 79 to February of 80 to get ready for the Olympics.
shit.
I know. I'm just like, really? What? And so during this time, President Carter, it came out, was considering boycotting the Summer Olympics, 1980 Summer Olympics in Moscow, to protest the invasion of the Soviets in Afghanistan. So because of this, the Soviet bloc, like Soviet Union, Czechoslovakia, that whole area, was thinking about not coming to the Olympics, the 1980 Olympics.
Oh, the winter.
Yes,
Okay.
because President Carter was
Gonna
considering
was gonna
boycotting
boycott the
Moscow.
summer, so they were like, well, we'll boycott yours in the
Yes,
winter. Okay,
and so
sure.
that would have like def like that would have and that comes up in the movie too. And of course it shows that like Herb Brooks was really kind of like pissed about that, because that was the whole point, was to show like
We can beat the Soviet
we can
Union.
beat these
Yeah.
guys.
I get
But
it. I get it. I mean, it's cheesy as hell, but like, I totally get it. I'm here for it.
But obviously they decided to play. It, you know, there's a big thing where it's like one of the guys calls Herb Brooks, and he's like, they're all like, the Kremlin told them to stick it where the sun don't shine, and they're playing, all of them. So but yeah, like it's one of the difference in real life in the movie is the team started out with really high tensions. Like it shows them getting into like a fist fight at one of the first practices. And but they said like that kind of stuff wasn't true. Like
Of
there wasn't
course
like
not.
fights and stuff. I mean,
It's
there might have
probably
been
more like
some.
mumbling, grumbling, and like maybe shoving in the
Right.
locker room kind of a
Bunch of
thing.
like
But
shit talking and stuff
I
like
mean,
that,
they
but
are
not.
under 25-year-old boys, so I'm
Right.
not sure what
All
you're
of them.
expecting.
Exactly. So there wasn't like that level of animosity. I mean, I'm sure there was like, some trash talking and that kind of bullshit. But so Brooks wanted to incorporate the Soviet slash European style of play and beat them at their own game because whatever the NHL was doing was not working. It was like this style of like flow and be creative, and I guess the NHL was using a more like chunky style and certain plays, and you had to like be here and this, that, and the other. And so I know shit about hockey,
I was gonna be
guys.
like, we just like watching it because they would, get in, I argue, somewhat fake fights just for the entertainment of the crowd.
Right,
I mean, where some of them are real,
right,
I'm sure, but like, I imagine some of that is just part of the show of
right,
hockey.
right, right, right,
So, here for it.
right. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I've got basic stuff down, but I know shit about the inner workings of the game of hockey. Okay, no, nothing. I mean, it's a sport. It's like
It's on
you say, like
ice.
when like people who don't know stuff, they like call it sports ball. Yeah,
Yep.
that's how I am about hockey.
Like you
But
want to put your
anyway.
huck in huck your puck in the other team's goal, and you
Yes,
want
that's
to
it.
keep their puck out of yours. That's about it. That's all I got. And there's
Yes,
a lot of
yes.
shoo 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 happening back and forth,
Right.
and
And I know that you can't like hit somebody with your stick. You
yeah,
can't like.
and I feel like this may not be true. So don't quote me because I don't know anything. But I feel like it's more bad if you get into a fight and you take your gloves off than if you keep the gloves on. Does that make sense? You know what I'm talking about? Like, 'cause they have the
Maybe, because then
thing.
like the gloves come off, it's like,
Then it's
oh,
like
it's
a whole big
serious.
thing. You're like, oh hell,
Yeah.
but I don't know. That might not be true. All I know is that like people like flip over into the penalty box because they just like flip over the wall and then they just
Right,
like
right.
huff over there and someone else is immediately out on and it's a whole thing, whatever.
Oh, but anyway. So yeah, so Herb Brooks wanted to beat them at their own game. So, and he believed that doing their style play, like doing this hybrid of like Canadian, European, Soviet style, was the only way to do it. And so this meant being in like the best physical shape. So that meant lots and lots and lots of conditioning. And so they would do these things called Herbies, which were basically like the suicides that we did in basketball, except like using the ice rink where you would like go so far to like the first line and then back, and like the midline and back, and then three quarters and back, and then all the way down and back, except they're doing it on skates. And so they called them Herbies. And there's a scene in the movie where there's like an exhibition against Norway. And the guys were like, he hears them talking on the bench about these girls in the crowd. They're not paying attention to the game. They tie the game 3-3. He's pissed because he doesn't think that they gave their best effort. They don't give a shit. So after the game, he makes them get on the line, the goal line, and do Herbies so long that the custodian's like, I want to go home. And he turns the lights out. And so then Herb is like, no, we're still gonna do these.
He's like,
And so
keep
they're
going.
doing them in the dark. And it, and apparently that happened in real life. And they really did that in for the movie. Like they made the guys do that
Oh,
because
wow.
they wanted it to be real. They didn't wanna like fake the tiredness of the scene. They wanted them to like, be in it in the moment, and they wanted them to suffer like the real guys did, I
Wow,
guess.
thanks. Thanks.
Yeah. So yeah, that was real life, and they made the guys do it like legit in the movie. And I think they said in real life it went on for like 45 minutes to an hour
Oh,
after the game.
wow.
So imagine playing an entire game of hockey, which is three periods, 20 minutes each, and then having to do that for like 45 minutes to an hour afterwards. But for the movie, it probably lasted way longer because they have to shoot and reshoot and do all that crap with scenes. So I can't even imagine how
No.
long that took.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Right. So you're just like, oh, geez. Oh man, I don't. I feel bad for you people. I feel really bad for you boys. I do. But so from September until the games in February, the team played 61 exhibition games,
Okay.
which was like unheard of
Yeah, that seems like a lot to me.
for people. And that was one of the things Herb wanted to do. He was like, he wanted to train harder and longer and have more exhibition games. And so they played all kinds of foreign teams. They played college teams and they played professional teams. And they finished with a 42-16-3 record. So that was 42 wins, 16 losses, and three ties. So, and right before the games on February 9th, and I think the games were like on February 20th or something like that, the US team played the Soviet Union in an exhibition game at Madison Square Garden, and they got their asses handed to them, 10-3.
Wow.
I know, right? You're
So
just
they were
like,
like, we're
oh.
gonna lose so hard in the Olympics.
I know, yes. And one of their main players, Jack O'Callaghan, was injured and he pulled a ligament in his knee. And that's like a big plot point in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Because Brooks had to make a decision whether or not to keep him or cut and replace him. And so that he, and that was another thing. It was like he didn't know if it was torn or if it was a strain. Because if it was
Right.
torn, there was no way he was going to be able to play in the Olympics. But if it was just a strain or pull, then he might be ready. So when they go and they get the MRI done or whatever it was, it's a pulled ligament, so it's not torn, but the doctor, the team doctor tells him he's like, he probably won't be able to go for at least three or four games, which was the entire qualifying round. And so they didn't even know at that point, you know, because the qualifying round doesn't necessarily mean you'll get to the middle round. And so they were like, he may not even, you know, depending on how we do, you know, he may not even be able to play till the middle round. And so Herb decides to keep him. And so he was like, we're, you know, so that only leaves him with 19 players for the entire qualifying round. Of course, some of the guys on the IOC, the Olympic Committee, they don't want him to do that because they're like, well, what if you lose another guy? Then you're really going to be in trouble, which is fair. I mean, that's fair. But it's like this kid has busted his ass this entire
And he'll
time.
be like, he's done the whole thing, so give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, I'm here for it.
So he decides to keep him, and it's like, hang on to him. You know, don't ask me to play. Just mend until, you know. So in that part, you know, and it shows that in the movie too, where it's like he decides to keep him. So all that was in the movie. But they get to the Olympics. And apparently there are two pools of play for hockey. and they do like you play everybody and each pool plays each other. And then the top two teams of each pool go on to the middle round, is what I'm understanding based on this. So in the US pool, they played Sweden first and they tied 2-2. And they tied because at the end of the game they were down by one, and towards the end they pulled the goalie Jim Craig, because you can do this. You'd only have to have a certain number. I don't know what the number is. You only have to have a certain number of people on the ice. And so they pulled their goalie Jim Craig out of the game to put another skater on the ice. And so they attacked to put another attacker on there, and they were able to score a goal with like
Seconds.
hardly any time left. And so they were able to tie the game 2-2, which I think Sweden was like considered the third best team in the world at that
Oh,
point.
yeah.
Yeah. And then next they played Czechoslovakia and they beat them 7-3,
Okay.
which Czechoslovakia was the favorite for the silver medal.
Oh.
So that was like, what the heck? And then Norway, they beat 5-1. Romania, they beat 7-2. And then West Germany, they beat 4-2. So they came out with four wins and one tie. and they advanced to the middle round with Sweden.
Okay.
And then the Soviet pool, just listen to their scores. It's ridiculous. They beat Japan 16-0.
God.
Yeah, they beat the Netherlands 17-4.
God.
They beat Poland 8-1. They beat Finland 4-2, and then they beat Canada 6-4.
Wow. Okay.
So they just came out with all 5 wins, 0 losses, and they advanced to the medal round with Finland. So, and then after that, they just put them in a hat and draw. I don't
Right.
think it like matters at that point. It's just two and
Right.
two. So the first, so when they play the Soviets, it's the first round of the medal round. So it's not even for a medal at this
Right.
point. It's just to see who gets to play for gold and silver versus bronze. That's all it is. So first round, US draws the Soviets. And the arena was at the capacity, which was 8,500 people. And I think they said the tickets at the time were like $67 and some change, but they were
Wow.
like exchanging for like four and five times that, like
Yeah.
outside. And the game apparently was not broadcast live. It was on a delay because it was like at 5 o'clock and they wanted to push it back to 8 so it would be prime time. But I think they put it on an hour delay so it would like go into prime time, I think.
Okay.
But anyway, so one of the guys said it was not live, but that he would not give the end away. But you know, today, if that happened today, you
No,
would know
yeah. They can't do that.
because
We well,
people can't.
internet, you know.
100%. Like people, and there are still people who at the time were like, would swear that it was live.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, I watched it live. And it's like, no, you really
You
didn't.
didn't, but you thought you
No,
did, so that's
but you
fine.
thought you did. Yeah. But they were talking about how the energy in the building was just like completely 1,000% charged. It was just like
Yeah.
ridiculous. And everybody, like people who were not even hockey fans, because it was
I mean, it's
to
US against the
America, it
Soviet
was,
Union in the middle of the Cold War. I get it. I get it.
yes. I mean,
It's
because it was so much more than a hockey
I mean,
game at this
it's the
point.
Patriots winning the Super Bowl in 2001, but really 2002, but yeah.
Right.
It's that
Right.
whole thing. I get it. I get it.
Exactly. So, the speech that he gives in the movie is kind of, I mean, they took some of that from like his real speech where he was like, you were born to be a player, you were meant to be here, this moment is yours, stuff like that. They took from like his real speech. Some of it was a little dramatized, but so getting to the game, I'll just go through this kind of fast because don't want to get
Because,
into like, I mean, it's like,
well,
I'm
I
not going to
mean, you
give you
know,
a blow by
things
blow.
happened and they won. Okay.
Yeah, right. So in the first period, Soviets score first fairly quickly and easily just because they're the Soviets.
Fair.
I mean, it's, but the US countered pretty soon after, which was surprising based on their
Right.
performance in the Madison Square Garden. Buzz Schneider was the one who scored that goal. The Soviets scored again not long after that, but right at the end of the first period, US's Mark Johnson scored with 1 second left in the period and
Oh,
tied
nice.
the game 2-2,
Okay.
which was like, what?
Whoa. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it was like, oh, we're tied at the end of the first period. What is this? So the second period, the Soviet coach, Tikhonov, benched their goalie, Vladimir Tretiak, who was considered to be the best goaltender in the world
Okay.
because he gave up 2 goals in the first period. This guy has never been benched since, like,
The
ever.
dumbest fucking thing ever, but all right.
Right.
I'm feeling like this
So,
was not a good choice on their part, so okay.
no. And so they replaced him with the backup, Vladimir Mishkin, which obviously shocked both teams.
Right.
And there was, I can't remember which side it was on, but they talked to Tretiak like later, like even now, and he's like, I don't know. I don't know why he did that. Like it was just like a,
It happened. We make choices.
right. We make choices. So at one point in the second period, the Soviets score and they lead 3-2 at the end of the second period. So third period, 6 minutes and 47 seconds in, Krutov, one of the Soviet players, had a penalty for slashing, so he gets 2 minutes in the box. So because he's in the box, they're a player down. Because if you get a penalty, you're just down a player for however many minutes they're in the box. So the US was able to capitalize off of that. And so, like, right at the end of that 2 minutes, as it was ending, Mark Johnson again was able to score. So that tied the game 3-3. And then again, with 10 minute right at the 10 minute mark, halfway through the period, Mike Ruzioni, who was the team captain and his nickname was Rizzo, he scores a goal. So the US is in the lead 4-3, and they've got 10 minutes left to play in the game, and they're ahead. And for the next 10 minutes, their goalie, Jimmy Craig, was a freaking beast in the goal because I mean it was just like after that point, the Soviets were just like flinging everything they could at him. I mean, it was ridiculous. And I just want you to know, this is like one of the only hockey games I've watched on TV because ESPN Classic wound up, I was in college when this came on. I just happened to cross it on ESPN Classic when I was in my dorm room and I realized what it was and it had just started. So I was like, oh, I want to watch this because it was like right after this movie had come out. And so I
Oh,
was like, I want to
You're like,
watch the
I want to see the
game.
real one, right?
Yes. And so it was like just as emotional me watching this game
Even though you know
and like,
exactly how it's going to play out. That's
yes,
amazing. I love that.
yes. It was ridiculous. I cried, even though I knew what was going to happen. Because you, just hearing all of it, it was ridiculous. Anyway, so just watching it was like, oh my God, why am I getting emotional? I know what's going to happen here. You know, I've seen this. But anyway, so there towards the end, Brooks started having the different lines of the groups. I don't know shit about hockey. Let me reiterate. The different groups of that he has jump in and out at different times. They were changing every 30 to 40 seconds. So not to wear anyone out. So they nobody was in there longer so they could like sit and have a break. So it was like the Soviets didn't know what the fuck to do. They were just like and they said this was the first time ever that the Soviets had ever been outskated at the end of a game because the Soviets were always like the best condition. And that's how they always, if any game was ever close, it's like that's how they won is because they were always better conditioned than the other team. And this time they were not. And so it gets to the end of the game and the crowd begins to count down the seconds. And the sportscaster, Al Michaels, he says that infamous line, "Do you believe in miracles?" Yes. And the clock runs out and it's like complete pandemonium because they won. So, yeah. And then they wind up going on to defeat Finland. And so they win the gold, Finland gets silver. And yeah, I think the Soviets wound up getting the bronze. So,
Man,
which
that
is
sucks for
insane.
them. Yeah, holy
Right,
hell.
right. So for the movie, for the casting call, the director Gavin O'Connor decided that he wanted hockey players who could act. Because he said, there's no way that I can get actors in here
To
and
be able to
teach
play
them.
hockey, yeah.
Because, and he said that he didn't want body doubles. He said, I want these guys to do their own stuff. Like, they, you know, hockey players, they play hockey, they know how to take a hit. I don't have to teach them any of that. So, he had the hockey tryouts first. So they had this like huge casting call with all these like hundreds of hockey players come in. And so they scored them. And if they got a certain score on the hockey level,
They would come back for
then
the
they got to
acting
come back.
audition. Got it.
Exactly. So once they got past the acting audition, then they had a 6 week training camp where they were doing like 14-hour days. And they're like, I mean, it wasn't just that, dude. They were studying like the actual film, you know, on top of that, and like who was on the ice and where, and who and what their character was, like how they were holding their stick, and you know, and they had a game choreographer. So each play was choreographed, and there were over 133 plays throughout the whole movie that had to be choreographed on the ice, which to me is insane. And of the people who auditioned, there was a guy named Billy Schneider, who just so happened to be the son of Buzz Schneider, who wound up playing his dad.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's really
Like,
cool.
and he went in just wanting to be an
Like, just
extra,
to be
like,
in it. He's like, I just want to be
yes,
in this
because
movie because it is my dad. And then he gets to play
yes,
his dad.
he
Oh, I
got to
like that.
play his
That makes
dad,
me
which I
happy.
thought was like super cool.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
What?
My sensitive side is coming out. I'm not allowed to vote right now. I'm sorry.
No, you're not allowed to vote. One of the guys, what was it? Nathan West. He was in what is that? The cheerleader movie. Bring It On.
Oh, nice.
Yes, he was. I mean, he was one of the ones, like, he grew up playing hockey, but he was actually an actor. So he was kind of both. So he got to, he's been in other movies. And then Eddie Cahill, who played Tag on Friends, and then one of the detectives in CSI New York.
Okay.
He's been in a few things. He's an actual actor, but, and he talked about how he was like, yeah, I could skate, but he was like, I'm not on the level of these guys. But then he wound up playing the goalie, so he didn't really have to like skate,
Skate,
skate.
skate.
Like, do like some of the, he's like, I just
Right.
kind of get out there as long as I can get out there in the goal.
Yeah,
And like,
like.
So he's like, I didn't have to like really do what these other guys had to do, kind of thing. But a lot of these other guys, like, that's what they did. They played hockey in college, and so they were
That's fun. I like that.
right. So they would shoot the plays like from the TV's vantage point, like up where like you would see it, like if they were shooting it for the TV, and they would go back and they would watch it, and then they would decide like where they wanted to be filmed, like down on the ice.
Okay.
And then they had several cameras that they would take and do like within the place. They had these cameras that were on like these platforms that could slide around the ice. And then they would actually have skaters that would have these cameras, these stabilized cameras, and they would skate around with the guys. So it's like you're actually like in the play. So like when you're watching the movie and you feel like you're right there, those are those guys who were like skating along with these players. Which I'm like, that's semi-terrifying. Because like, because at one point they showed like other shots and they would like get hit and this guy be yelling like, don't run over the camera guys, and it's like, yikes. And then they also had a cable cam like above down this cable so you could get like
Oh,
these
right.
like
Yeah.
other shots. So they had, several different camera angles to make it feel, more than just like, oh, I'm watching this like it was on TV. And they had so many of these camera angles, and they would do this over and over and over again. They had 1.3 million feet of footage,
Oh God, that's a
which,
lot.
yeah, apparently, which is like astronomical for a film. And it was like kind of an editing nightmare because there was just so
Too
much,
many shots, yeah.
yes, just so much to go through. And, Al Michaels, the guy who was the one who did the Do You Believe in Miracles call, they had him go back and re-record all his calls for the game, except for at the end, they kind of like fade the new stuff out and they pulled the original. And so you can get hear it kind of get a little grainy, but
Okay.
it gets back because they said that they could not ask him to recreate the emotion of that moment because it was just so spontaneous and it was not going to be the same. So that's why, because I think they tried and it just was not there. And he even said that like when it happened, like he didn't even realize like what he'd said. And then he had to go on and call the next game. Like he had to do Sweden and Finland. And then, like, he didn't even realize like what was going on outside with like all the Americans like losing their shit and
Right.
waving flags. And then it was like the game was over, and he's outside, and it's still the Americans are like in the streets, like going crazy. And somebody asked him about what he said, and he's like, "What did I say?" Like he didn't even
I
remember
see.
because it
I don't
was,
know. I've already.
yeah,
I've
because it
been
was,
doing things since then. I don't know.
yeah, it was just so like in the moment. And so, but he did like go back. So they had like newer calls of him, he was in like a studio doing all those newer calls. But that last call, like there at the end, like you can hear it like in the last 10 seconds, it fades him. his newer stuff out and goes back to the original. So it is like the original audio at the end with that. And also one of the last things I have is the Herb Brooks died in 2003 from a car accident.
Oh,
So
that's
he didn't
sad.
get to see the movie.
Aww.
Yeah, he died before it was before he died after the principal photography, but he died before the
That
movie actually came out. So
makes me sad.
he didn't get to see it. Yeah, they said he was coming back from like a celebrity golf tournament. And they think he might have fallen asleep at the wheel because they said there was like drugs and alcohol weren't involved. He wasn't like texting or on a cell phone. So they think didn't have any kind of like health thing. So they think he might have just fallen asleep, but he wasn't wearing his seatbelt. So he was the van he was driving like rolled and he was thrown from the vehicle. So he was killed in an automobile accident. But anyway. I think that's about it I have for that. Anyway, that's my thing on miracles. So it was basically, I mean, like I said, it was most of the like relationship stuff seemed like some of that stuff might have been fudged, but the rest of it, like they were very much into, we want these hockey games to be blow by blow what they
Wow,
really
yeah.
were, especially the Olympic ones. I mean, some of the other ones might not have been quite so, you know. I mean, they were factual as far as like scores and stuff like that, but the ones in the Olympics, they wanted them to be like they had so much footage that they watched, and it was just like, we
Yeah.
have to be, we want it to be so accurate.
I mean, I appreciate that. Even though I'm not super sportsy, I appreciate the effort to make it as real or as authentic as it can be. Even if they
Yes,
take a
they.
little license with the drama, but
Yeah. But I don't think they really took that much license, though. I mean, it just seemed like a little bit. Like the rest of it seemed like it was fairly. I mean, from what I can tell, based on what I was looking up, everybody was like, this is one of the most accurate, like, you know, not even like dramatizations, I guess, of like a sports. History, sports, something, or whatever. I don't even know what you call this movie because it's not like a biopic, you know.
Based on real events, no, but it, I mean, it
Yeah,
could,
I
I don't
mean,
know. I'm not
yeah.
sure what you call that.
Yeah. But it, I mean, but they were like, from what I could tell, a lot of sources were like, this is one of the most accurate based on real event stories that was turned into a movie kind of thing. So I was like, that's interesting. I wish more movies did that kind of thing
Yeah,
because
that is nice. I like being able to watch something and be like, this is pretty close to real, you know?
right.
Because I feel like a lot of things that I watch that are historically motivated take a little extra license in areas, so I'm not really getting accuracy. But I
Right,
mean,
right.
whatever. It's fine.
That's fine. But yeah, and they talked about how like before Herb Brooks didn't like when he did with this Olympic team, he stayed very like detached from them. Like he didn't get in there with them and want, you know. And so apparently Kurt Russell did that too. Like he didn't like, I mean, he really like took it to heart. Like he was very much like, I guess, a method actor and
Yeah,
really like got
trying to
in
get
there.
into the character. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they said it, he didn't even like get in there and like really talk to them until like towards the end of shooting. And it was just kind of like, yeah, I did this because of the character. Like, it's not like I usually act like this while I'm shooting movies. It was just, I was just trying to get in there and be Herb Brooks kind of thing. But yeah, I don't know why this movie has always, I don't know why the story has always been like, I like it.
No, I
Like I said, I'm a
mean,
sucker for an underdog story because they were not like all the Olympic committee was just like, we just don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, I mean, because
They were
that was
like, if you
basically,
make
I
it
mean,
to a medal round, that's great, but we don't expect that, is basically where they were.
Right. I mean, they're like, yeah, it'd be nice if we beat the Soviets, but we're really not expecting that until they really, like, especially when they beat Czechoslovakia. I think that was when they really started,
Like,
like,
oh,
oh,
maybe
yeah.
we're better than we thought.
Yeah. And I think the Soviet coach at one point, when I read it, that he said that that game at Madison Square Garden was really bad for them because it made them underestimate the
Oh,
US
that's
team.
true. They were like,
Because,
ah, oh, we destroyed them. We can do it again. No big deal.
yes, absolutely. Yeah. And so, it was one of those, like, we ran over them the first time. We shouldn't have a problem this time. And so then by the time it was like, we need to get our act together, it was too late. And also, you took the best goaltender in the world out of the goal and you put in the backup.
Yeah.
And they both allowed two goals. So it's like, what the hell? You just think, like, what would have happened if he had left that guy in? Like,
Yeah.
would it have been the same, you know? We'll
Like,
never know.
we'll never know.
But this was, yeah, so it was like 20 years between the last time the US beat the Soviets, and so it was the last time they beat them was 1960, and they beat them in 1980.
Yay.
But it was, like I said, it was like, at this time, it was so much more than a hockey
No, I know. Yeah.
game.
There's a lot going on. I get
Yeah,
it.
it
I
was, like I
mean,
said, it
I
was
suppose
all
it'd be like
very
if we were doing it now and we were beating Russia, it would feel a lot different too than like at not right now.
right. Like, it was all very politically charged during this time. It was just, like I said, it was a crappy time for the world politically.
Yep.
There was a
Yep.
lot going on.
Yep.
It was just, yeah, it was, yeah. So that's my story on movies.
That was excellent. Thank you, Claire.
You're welcome.
Well, Claire, that was great. I think that this is going to be a crazy thing, and we're going to turn this into two episodes.
What? I
What?
know I
I
went
know.
long and I
No,
apologize.
don't apologize. It was excellent, Claire. I mean, you know that I don't care about sports as a general rule unless you're
That's true.
playing in them. And then I'm like, go, Claire. But I mean, I'm not saying that I'm going to go immediately watch Miracle, but if it's on TV sometime and I'm sitting there, I won't immediately change the channel. So let's focus on that win.
Yes, I mean, is it the best movie ever? No. But it's not like a dud. I
Yeah.
mean, because, I mean, like I said, they got hockey players to act. So, I
Yeah.
mean,
Yeah,
the
I like
acting is
that.
not the best. But I mean, but you do have people like Kurt Russell and Noah Emmerich, who plays his assistant coach. So you do have, like, legit actors who carry most of it. So it's not
Fine with
terrible.
it. I
And
mean,
the action scenes with the hockey, they're entertaining. So
it. Well, I guess that means that it is time for. Ah! Sorry, I hit the
whoa.
microphone and it
Oh, I
slid
was like, what
away.
is happening?
It made the whole thing slide. Okay. Sorry. I guess that means that it's time for this week's sweary affirmation.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Rest is not a reward. You deserve a damn break.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I hate it. I hate that it's like self-care is, you know, taking a nap or taking a break. And I'm like, no, that's just life. You're supposed to just do that. You don't,
And I think that's
it's not a
something that I
reward.
need to remind myself, because there are some times where it's just like, I deserve a break. And it's like, no, you don't just deserve it. You need it.
Yes.
You know, like,
You
it's
just
not
get
just
to
something
have
you
those.
earn.
It's not a reward for killing yourself. It's just you get to do that because you're a human and everybody needs that.
Right. Like,
Ugh.
I think that's something the boomers have, like,
Yes.
established is, oh, you've worked yourself to death. Now you deserve a break.
Yeah.
No.
And I mean, I've
None of
bitched
that.
about hustle culture a lot. I mean, it is ingrained. Like, I feel like if I'm not actively being productive, then like I'm doing something wrong. I can't just
Right.
like
And then
sit.
you make yourself feel bad about it.
Yes.
Like, when you're like, I'm taking a day to be lazy. And then it's like, God, I was like a lazy piece of shit today. And then it's like, you know, like, you beat yourself up about it. And you're like, wait, no.
I'm
Like,
allowed to
you
have
needed
this.
it.
I need this.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. Definitely.
Yes. So, yes, take your damn break, guys.
Retrain your brain to believe that you are worth it
You
and
are worth
that you need this to
it.
survive.
'Cause you do. Otherwise you'll die and no one will care. Except for us, we'll care. But no one
Yes.
else will. All
Most
right.
certainly not your workplace, because
No,
they'll just replace
they'll
you.
just replace you, okay? They don't care. Okay. I mean, some people might cry a little bit if you're dead, but
Right.
not management. They'll just replace you. All right. I guess that means that it must be time for
Yes.
tarot time with April. Spooky, spooky. There it
You
is.
heard it. There we go.
All right, Claire, tell me
Yes.
when to stop. Let's see. What's a good miracle song? There's got to be one that has the word miracle. I was like, do you believe in miracles? But then, do you believe in life after love popped in my head. So that's not helpful.
Oh, what's the one from a Prince of Egypt?
That's what I was trying to think of.
Oh,
But I'm like, what is
there
it?
will be
There
miracles when you believe.
you
Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill. There you go.
There you go. Okay, but now make it Russian.
Oh, I
I mean, not Russian. Soviet Union, against the Soviet Union.
can't do that. I don't know how to do that. Oh, geez, stop. I don't know how
Right.
to do that. Make it Soviet Union.
Make it Soviet Union. I keep hitting this thing and it's getting angry at me. Okay. Here we go. Nope. We start a week off with the chariot.
I don't think we've had that one.
Dun 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 dun. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Then we have the page of cups.
Oh.
Which, interestingly, you remember how before we started recording, I said, oops, I dropped a card? That was the
Yes.
card I dropped.
The Page of
The
Cups?
page of cups.
Interesting.
I know, right? Okay.
Bum 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 bum
And we end our week
bum.
with
Bum
strength.
bum. We've not had that one either.
Wow.
Ooh.
New cards, guys. New cards. I'm
Finally.
here for it.
Finally.
I
Yes,
know.
I
There's
am.
so many cards we've never had, and others just keep attacking us. I'm talking
I
about New
know,
Pope.
right?
Looking at you, Popey Pope. Always doing
Right.
an attack. Okay.
Interesting enough, while you're looking that up,
Uh-huh.
on one of the groups I'm in, one of the podcast groups I'm a part of, this one person posted that she felt like she was getting strange vibes from her tarot cards.
I saw that.
Did you see that one? And how
Where?
she was like asking for help? Like, should I just like put
Because it
them
was
away
like, are
from.
you like lying to me? Do you tell me that she's like, no? And it's like, do you like me? No. And you're like,
No,
fuck.
like, how do you ask the cards if they like you? I
But I
was like,
mean,
I'm confused about this.
well, in the same way that, like, in this spread that I'm pulling, it's with the intention of what our week's going to be. So you can be like, there are specific, I don't remember what it's called. This is a three card draw, but there are specific templates or whatever that you can
Okay.
do to get to know your cards and kind of talk to them about what they are.
Yes.
I did that
Okay.
with mine, but they all seem very positive and they seem to like me. So I assume we're
Okay.
still good. So
Because she was like, "Do you always tell me the truth?" And then the cards said no. And she was like, "Do you like me?" And the
it's like,
cards said
no.
no.
And you're
And I
like,
was like,
fuck.
"What?"
That's when you set those cards aside and you pick new cards because they don't like you. Maybe try cleansing them.
Right. Also, though, like, how do you know? Like, what cards mean yes and which cards mean no? Like, what? I'm
I
confused
don't know
by
that
that.
it's like a yes or no. It's like the cards, the information that they're giving you. You
Okay.
can to interpret within the situation in which you're talking.
Okay.
Okay, so our week is starting off with the chariot.
Yes.
Are we ready for it? Let's
Yes.
see. This card is about being in control. You are confident, resourceful, and savvy.
I don't
Blah
know
blah blah.
about
No
that.
obstacle is too big and no opponent is too strong. There's a lot of passion in this card. That's the key to the chariot. It's got to matter and it's got to be difficult. If he doesn't have to work for it, what's the point? Cool.
So we gotta work for it.
In a reading, this card comes up when someone is recognizing their strength or when they're about to start on a new crusade. Cool.
Crusade.
The magnetism he has is palpable, and people want to follow him because he inspires passion in them too. If you begin to follow someone with a lot of charisma, the chariot will also come up. That's cool. You have to reach down inside of you and pull yourself up by your will, your indomitable badass will. I like it. It's a cool card.
Interesting. Yeah.
I'm here for it. Okay. So we're starting our week off with our indomitable badass will and our confidence in good things. So
Yes,
middle
yes.
of the week is the Page of Cups. This is the guy who's a bit of a dandy.
Yes.
I always remember him. Let's see. This guy loves surprises. He's the card of art and inspiration, of love, lust, and passion. Which, cool.
Okay.
Cool. So we're gonna start off with our badassery here, our confident resourcefulness and savviness, and then we're gonna have a lot of art, inspiration, and passion, and love and lust. Good times. Why not? But we're gonna end our week with strength. This card is about strength through gentleness.
Ooh.
Although the lion has the boldest and most terrifying reputation, the woman is the strong one in this picture. She may as well name the lion Fluffy and put a pink sweater on it. That's precious. She reminds me of a mother who has nearly lost her temper with her children. She stops, takes a breath, smiles, and continues. Strength comes from within. Let's see. The strength card is about persistence and composure. I see this come up often in readings where the client will need to use really good manners, really put people at ease in order to move things along. Not strong like bull, but strong as in, I can do this. It's about squaring your shoulders and doing your best. It seems like a
Okay.
theme here. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I like
Not
these
bad, not
cards.
bad.
I'm good with it. That's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we won't be spinning our Wheel of Fate this week
Right.
because next week we'll be back and we're going to be doing another movie. I won't spoil
Because
it.
Claire went too long.
No, Claire did just fine. We love Claire, and that was a great story, so it's definitely worth it. So I hope that you enjoyed this week's episode and learning all about how the United States destroyed the Soviet Union in hockey in 1980
Yes.
in the midst of great international turmoil.
Because that's how you take care of the Cold War, is you beat people in sports.
You know, I mean, why not? Why not? All right. But until next time, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at.
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, subscribe, comment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And please send us topics for our wheel or any stories you'd like for us to cover. And you can send those to us at.
Brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching.
And keep on judging.
Bye.
Bye.